Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Signs Follow the Believing Believer Already in Progress.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yes, while we're getting this together, I want us all to agree in prayer that Jeff will have a safe trip. He's got to go to Washington State to bury his uncle. He's leaving in just a few minutes because he's got to be there at the funeral tomorrow. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we ask you to bless Jeff, watch over him, protect him, keep him safe. All that trip all the way up there, up in the far north, western part of the United States, and then bring him back Tuesday safely as he travels up there. Give him safety and let him have good time with the family. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 and amen. I think if I heard right, his uncle was 80 years of age. I think that's right. So anyway, it's about time. The scripture says it's time to go home, isn't it? Somewhere along in there. Now then, I want us to turn over to a scripture in Mark 16, 17, and 18. And I want us to start out today looking at Mark 16, 17, and 18. There's a storm coming? Well, Father, in Jesus' name, we rebuke any kind of storm that's coming this way. We rebuke it. There will be no devastating winds or tornadoes or hail or anything else in the storm that'll come over here, because we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. We're standing in your word, Lord. You told us to have faith, and anything we ask you for, you'll do it. So we ask you to protect all of us, our vehicles, our homes, everything, and let no harm come to us or any of our property, any of our families. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. The Lord told us we could do that, so we do it. We do it. Praise the Lord. Now then, that scripture that we're going to look at here, Mark 16, what is the very first line of that say? The what does it say? Okay, now see, so you notice what he said there. These miraculous signs, or if we put it in the King James, these signs shall follow them that believe. Now then, I want to teach you how to be a believer. You want to learn that if Jesus said you can do these things, and if he rebuked you when you didn't do those things, just like he did at boys, you know, whenever the boys that he gave power to heal people and everything else, when they couldn't get it done, he rebuked them. He said, where is your faith? I tell you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can speak to the mountain and command the mountain to move. And if you don't doubt in your heart, that mountain will obey you. And now here's the way we are. We go up like the lady that had been to church and heard some preacher preach on this kind of stuff. So she said, you know that mountain between me and the ocean there, I don't like it, so I'm going to go up to my window and I'm going to look out. And in the name of Jesus, I command that mountain to be moved. Okay, the next day she comes, she opens the house up and she gets up and she looks out the kitchen window and she says, well, just exactly what I thought. It's still there. Now, did she believe?
No,
she didn't believe. I'm going to tell you how. I'm going to give you a living example of what belief is. Here a while back, my wife started to go somewhere in our Suburban, and it died right out there on the parking lot. Wouldn't start. I mean, it just kicked over, and it run just perfect. It'd been running perfect, and then it died, and it wouldn't start. So I called Mike. I said, Mike, I told him what the car did. He said, well, sounds, how many miles it got on it? I said, about 150,000 at that time. He said, probably the fuel pump stuck on it. He said, you pulled it up, it was running good? I said, yes. He says, the fuel low? I said, well, yeah, it's down about a quarter of a tank. He said, okay, that's really not enough fuel to keep it real cool. So he said, just get on the ground underneath it and hit real hard on the tank and let your wife turn the starter over and it'll probably kick right off. And then he said, bring it to me and I'll put you a new fuel pump on it. I said, okay, so I get under that car and I swap that tank three or four times and it will not start. I mean, I'm doing it, I'm getting tired, and I said, well, that ain't gonna work. So I get up and stand up, and I said, we might as well just call a wrecker and get it towed over. Cheryl said, no, this car's going to start. Now, do you hear any faith in that statement? I backed off and I said, wow, do you have faith? She said, watch this. Ding! And when she did, it just started right up. It just run perfect. You didn't hear no, well, maybe, well, you only heard that from me. You know, I'm the one, I'm supposed to be the man of faith and power, not my wife. But I said, well, it ain't going to work. It didn't work. I mean, I hit real hard, like Mike told me, and it didn't start. And so, well, it ain't going to work. So do you hear anything negative in that? All of it's negative. But my wife, no, it's going to start. Car, you're going to start. And man, I mean, it just started just like that. And we drove it on over there, and he put a new fuel pump on it, and it ain't never give us no more trouble. Now, can you be a believing believer or an unbelieving believer? There's times you will be a believing believer. And then there's times you will be an unbelieving believer. You know, I think about the time that I prayed for people. Do I already hear the rain, huh? Okay, it's just going to rain. It ain't going to do nothing. But anyway, I can think of times, you know, when somebody would come to me and ask me, my son or my daughter, now, and how many times in my life have I heard this? I want you to pray for my daughter. I want you to pray for my son. They're all mixed up in bad stuff. They're sleeping around with somebody they're not married to and all kinds of stuff. And I want you to pray. I said, who do you think I am? Have you ever had that kind of faith? Who do you think I am? You think I could pray and change somebody? After all, they have a free will, don't they? I mean, is this the way we talk? It don't do no good for you to come to me and let me pray. I mean, after all, you need to go sit down and talk with them. Well, I've done that, but it didn't work. But when I learned the authority and power that I had as a son of God, you know, when you want me to pray for somebody, I said, sure, I'll be happy to pray for somebody. You think it's going to change them? No. I know it's going to change them. If I pray and pray in faith, it's going to happen. So anyway, this young man called me. He said, I need prayer. I was on the Daystar prayer lines and several years ago. And he said, sir, I need prayer. I said, okay, what's wrong? He said, my wife left me and the kids and went to work in a strip club. I said, well, it's obvious she don't know Jesus. He said, no, she does not know Jesus. He said, when we got married, didn't either one of us know Jesus. But said, I come to know Jesus, and then my wife later, she didn't like it, so she left me and the kids, and she went to work in a strip club, and I need prayer. Now, do you have any power and authority over that spirit that's blinded her mind? You have all power, all authority. So I said, okay. I said, I will pray for you right now. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke that spirit of blindness that's blinding this woman's mind. I command, it's clearly written in Luke 10, 19, and 20, that the demons of hell have to be subject to me. And that's you too, if you're a son or daughter of God. So I said, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke those spirits of hell. I command those demons to get their sticky hands off of that woman. And Lord, I ask you to convict that woman of sin. Bring her into the kingdom of God. Open her eyes and let her see the sin she's living in. And then bring her back into the kingdom of God. Gloriously save that woman. And I said, Lord, I praise you and thank you. In Jesus' name. Now then, do you really believe you have that kind of authority and power? The scripture says, if you believe, these signs will follow you. If you don't believe, it ain't going to follow you. You got to pray in faith if you want the Lord to answer you. You can't pray just an old prayer. You can't come to him and say, oh, God, please, my wife left me. Oh, God. And, you know, the Lord says, that's begging. I don't answer begging prayers. You know, he said, you just make me want to throw up. That's what he says. You know, if you don't believe, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. I'm going to vomit you out of my mouth. So he doesn't like it when you don't come to him in faith. So anyway, I prayed for this woman. I told the boy, I said, call me back with your praise report. Well, I prayed for several other people in that hour, and then I got off the phones, and the next Friday night we were on the line again. And as soon as the show went on the air and the telephone number come on the screen that he could find it, he called again. He said, my phone rang. I was the first one to get the call. He said, I need to talk to Thurman. I said, well, this is Thurman. How can I help you? He said, well, I'm so-and-so. I said, okay, sir, how can I help you? He said, you don't remember me. I said, sir, I pray over lots of people on these prayer lines, and I definitely don't remember who I pray for. I said, but how can I help you? He said, well, I'm the man that had the wife that was a strip dancer. I said, okay, I remember that, because I don't get many to pray for that's a stripper. So I prayed for her. I said, what happened? He said, within an hour after you prayed and hung up that phone, my wife called me and wanted me. She said she couldn't believe what had happened. It's like scales fell off of her eyes, and she had no idea she was literally working in a strip club, stripping her naked body before men. That's what she was doing. It's like scales fell off of her eyes, and she wanted me to come pick her up and bring her back home. So he said, I went down there and got her. She turned in her uniforms, quit the club, brought her back home. That night, I led her to Jesus. Now you notice that's part of my prayer. I rebuked that devil as blinding her mind to the truth. You remember that? Commanded those devils to stop it. And then I asked the Lord to begin to convict her of sin and draw her into the kingdom of God. He was doing everything I asked him to do. Everything. And this woman gets saved. He said, I led her to Jesus that night. He said, the next morning, he said, we went and got our marriage license. And 3 days later, we went and we got married again. He said, things have been great at our house this week. I said, how long had your wife been gone? He said, 14 years. I said, I'm glad you didn't tell me that. See, there's some things God don't need to show you, because he knows if he shows you, you can't handle it. If I thought I'm praying for a woman that's been gone from a family for 14 years, you know what my advice would have been? Forget her and go get you another one. But see, God didn't want it like that. He wanted that wife to be restored to that husband, and it made no difference with him how long she had been gone. When I prayed in faith, he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. So, you know, we've got to get to the point where when we pray for somebody, and all of my staff here I teach them all the time, when you pray, you got to believe with no doubt in your heart. I mean, when you pray, say, now I have prayed and it is done. Then somebody said, well, what if it's not done? Say, get out of that mode of unbelief right now, woman.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Signs Follow the Believing Believer, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.